Very good afternoon. This is the Community Elements Show, another Friday, and we have Brian in the studio. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Great, yeah, and all the better for you being here.
Oh, thank you very much. That's encouraging.
Good. Right. Now we have four more great stories, all taken from a certain place, I take it?
Oh, it might surprise you, but they're all from the Evening Express again.
Ah. Anyway, off you go.
Very good. A community association has secured two grants to help it with the purchase of a new vehicle. The Port Lethenan District Voluntary Community Ambulance Association has been on the go since 1983 and is run completely by volunteer drivers. It hopes to raise enough funding to purchase a new ambulance vehicle to continue the work of the group, which operates in the Port Lethenan, Newton Hill and surrounding areas. The vehicle used is a 15-seat minibus, which helps transport people who cannot get to the doctor due to illness or frailty, and is also used by various groups in the surrounding area. It costs around £36,000 for a new vehicle. The group was successful in securing £4,500 from the Aviva Community Fund, which supports community projects across the whole of the United Kingdom. The Newton Hill Common Good Fund also pledged to donate a further £1,500 to the association, bringing them closer to their final target. Colin Strutton, chairman of the association, said, "We're over the moon with the award and the Common Good Fund. It's just fantastic. We've received a couple more donations as well from local businesses and the Milne Family Trust. We still got around £5,000 to go, but we still have some donations to come that will probably close the gap." Councillor Ian Mollison, who represents the North Carmarthenshire ward, said, "It's been running for quite a number of years now. They've won awards for the service and the volunteers donate a lot of time and money to running the service. Local businesses in the past have shown their support to the group, but as it receives no direct funding, it relies on grants, schemes and the public to help fund their activities." A Northeast businesswoman is urging people to put their best foot forward for a good cause. Karen Malloy, a partner at recruitment agency Thorpe Malloy, will be taking part in a challenge for children's charity Charlie House, which will see her cover 1,000 miles during 2018. She is now encouraging others to step up to help the charity, which supports youngsters with multiple complex needs and life-limiting conditions. She wants it to hit £150,000 target. Karen said, "Charlie House is such a fantastic organisation. For it to continue to support the children and enhance the lives of so many families throughout Aberdeen City, Aberdeenshire and beyond, it is vital that we continue to help raise much needed funds. While 1,000 miles over a 12-month period isn't an insignificant challenge, it's also the sort of goal which is possible for most people. Contact Charlie House on 01224 313 333 for more information. An Aberdeen Bar's dementia and disability-friendly disco is set to become a permanent feature after getting the stamp of approval from a Scottish Government minister. Boogie at the Bar will be held in the Foundry Bar on the third Friday of every month and is open to anyone with dementia, their carers, retired people or those with additional support needs. The initiative was initially thought up by Anne Duncan after a chat with a staff member at Sport Aberdeen about missing going to dancing with her husband Bill, who is living with dementia. It now attracts more than 80 people of all ages and abilities and won Best Community Support Initiative at Scotland's Dementia Awards last year. Minister for Mental Health Maureen Watt visited the project to meet participants and take part herself. She said, "This is such a great project and helps so many people and enhances their lives. It combats loneliness and social isolation and gets people together to have a great time." The growing popularity of Boogie at the Bar shows significant impact you can have when you give people the opportunity to come together and enjoy themselves. The project is supported by a number of organisations, including Sport Aberdeen, AFC Community Trust and Alzheimer's Scotland. Lunch is donated by Marks & Spencer Bank, with the Foundry providing soup plus tea and coffee. Anne said, "This has just been a roaring success all the way through. It really can help change lives, as people who rarely went out before now have somewhere to go to come and socialise. We want other people to get involved, and they normally do, and come and have a dance when you see everyone having fun." A northeast man is gearing up to take on a gruelling 14,000-mile cycle challenge. Dean Stott from Peterkooter, a former UK Special Forces soldier, will leave at the end of the month to cycle the Extreme Pan-American Highway, the longest road in the world, in a record-breaking time. The 40-year-old is hoping to raise £1 million for charity, with the proceeds going to Heads Together, a mental health campaign spearheaded by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry. He will begin his journey on January 31st, followed by a small team, including B4 Films, who will be filming his journey for a documentary. His return, which would need to be in less than 117 days and 5 hours to beat the world record, will coincide with Mental Health Week, something Dean is keen to promote. Dean, who was forced to leave the military after suffering a knee injury, counts Prince Harry as a friend and was inspired to take on the challenge after chatting with him. He said, "Physically, I went from the top of my game to being unable to perform the most basic of tasks. I couldn't run anymore, so I started to try something new, and that's when I took up cycling. I'm a novice at this, but after a conversation with Prince Harry, I was inspired to get involved with this incredible campaign, and his passion for this was enough to motivate me. It's also about communication. I'm trying to promote physical activity to improve mental health." During the past year, Dean and his team have been working hard to fundraise for the cause and have undertaken several events in Aberdeen and London to make it to the £1 million target, and he has also been training hard to prepare himself. While he's on the road, Dean's progress can be targeted by visiting www.pah18.com. We have a scripture text this week taken from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3, 4 and 5. "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." Amen.
Thank you for that, Brian. A great scripture. And indeed, that last story about Dean, it does actually show how the influence of royalty, someone like Prince Harry, who can help to influence people to, even when they go from top to bottom and then suddenly get back up again, and are encouraged and inspired to move forward, raise lots of money. And just thinking about also the Invictus Games, the spearheading of the Invictus Games, that they did that, and how the Prince Harry has influenced that.
Uh-huh. And this is a great example of overcoming. Mm-hmm. You know, when you've got a real problem, it can make you feel low and down and almost finished. But Dean here has risen above this with the help of Prince Harry, which is excellent. And he has done something really marvellous. It's incredible, you know, what you can do when you put your mind to it. And Prince Harry has encouraged Dean to do this. So Prince Harry has to be congratulated here, and Dean.
And indeed all those who have stood behind Dean to help to make it happen.
Because there are many, yes.
Yeah, then there's the Voluntary Ambulance, the community association had managed to get a new vehicle, Porthleathen and District Voluntary Community Ambulance Association. So that's another good news story that...
It is, of course, because this one involves volunteers. These people are doing it out of the goodness of their heart because they realise the benefit that they can be to other people. And when you help somebody through a problem, well, it lifts you as well, mm-hmm. you know. But they're putting so much effort into this. They need to be congratulated. But, you know, they probably don't look for congratulations. They're just doing it because of the love in their heart, which is excellent, I think.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Either of the other two news stories you'd like to comment about?
Karen Malloy, of course, is raising money, you know, for Charlie House. Now, this is very good. Now, this involves her running 1,000 miles this year. Now, isn't that fantastic?
That's a long way to run.
It's a very long way to run. I used to do that.
Yeah, but I don't think you ever
not anymore.
I don't think you would have ever done 1,000 miles in a year, would you? Or would you?
I think I probably did.
You did?
Yeah, but that's a very long time ago. Because I used to do London to Brighton. And that's 50 miles in itself, you know. And I had to do a lot of training to get fit enough to do that bit. But I'm not tempted to try it now.
No, I'm sure you're not.
Because it would be 3 or 4 miles every day. And if I was doing that, I would be walking it. I wouldn't be running it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I suppose it would only take about 3 or 4 miles every day. I think about 4 miles, and that would definitely do you your thousand miles. So actually, it didn't seem such a lot when spread over the 365 days. And you could hopefully, if you did about 7 or 8 miles one day, you could have a little break another day.
The break sounds a good idea. Yes, no, but I think she's doing a great job in doing that and encouraging other people because it's something that can be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Right.
But looking to a 73-year-old to do it, sorry.
Well, you'd be surprised what even a 73-year-old you can do.
Well, there are some.
Yeah. Just think, next thing we hear is you'll be doing a parachute jump, perhaps? Going in a glider?
Nice day, isn't it?
Well, I've still got to actually come, to be quite honest, going on a glider. I got presented with a voucher for a glider flight for my 50th, which I still have to take up.
Oh, well, I think you should.
Definitely, for sure.
But can I say something? Please don't invite me to come along with you.
No. But I have to say, I'm looking forward to it. And
yeah, it would be a real experience, that.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Anyway, okay, sir, thank you very much for this. Could you finish off by reading out the scripture once more, please?
Very good. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3, 4, and 5 says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus."
Brian, thank you very much for this, and we'll see you again, same time next week.
My pleasure.